Hello, everyone. Welcome to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. We are the official Monster Jam podcast. I'm Scott Jordan, and today we're going to talk two generations of Monster Jam. And to do that, we go to North Carolina to meet the Zimmers on the Great Clips Hotline. I am joined by John Zimmer Jr. and John Zimmer Sr. Gentlemen, welcome to Inside Monster Jam. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Senior, we're going to start with you. I know the word legend gets thrown around a lot in sports, but I don't think there is a driver out there still active as a crew chief that personifies that term more than you. When you started this journey many years ago, did you have any inclination at all that you would go down in the books as one of the all-time greats?
Absolutely zero inclination. I got into the sport just because of the love of it. Had no idea where it would go when I got started, and it has definitely gone down an amazing path.
And you made quite the name for yourself in Digger's Dungeon with Gravedigger and then with Dragon as well. So it's very rare in the sport that a driver can really personify two different identities, and you have that. When we talk about your career, it's Gravedigger, it's Dragon. When you were driving Gravedigger, did you think that that was it for you, for your career? Did you have any insight that, you know, you're going to go on to this other IP and really build that Dragon brand up as well?
Definitely not. When I ended up in Gravedigger, that was really where I wanted to be. At that time, it was you earned that spot with Team Gravedigger. So when I got there, I never really thought about it. I knew that was home for me. I loved being in Gravedigger and with the Anderson family and working in North Carolina. And then you fast forward to Dragon. It's not really known. I wasn't happy and didn't want to make a switch. But after a few months in Dragon, it was almost the opposite of what I expected it to be. It ended up being an amazing time. It's a very fun truck to be a part of.
John Jr., you grew up in the business. So talk a little bit about growing up with this legendary father as a driver. I'm sure he was on a road a lot. What was that like for you?
It was definitely hard at first, you know, because no kid ever wants their dad or their mom to be gone for months on end. But didn't take long for me to growing up to realize that I fell in love with the sport too. So whenever I was old enough, I would go on the road with him during the summers in between school. And that just made me realize that this is what I wanted to do for my entire life as much as I could. And that was the impact that it had.
Well, being now that you are out on the road, it's your second year in Monster Jam. Do you have more of an understanding and respect for what your dad did while you were a kid and the sacrifice that he made? I know, you know, Dennis Anderson's talked about it a lot, the sacrifice he made, and your dad did the same thing. But a little more understanding for you now that you're out here on the road?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's a lot more hidden respect that everyone has for my dad and myself that I've noticed that I didn't think was there. Because he's been doing this for 20 plus years now, and this is only my second year into it. And the amount of respect around the entire industry that we have, I definitely didn't notice was there. So that's probably the biggest thing that I've noticed. It's definitely made his sacrifice worth it.
Well, I've known that respect was there because the Driver Summit, I had the pleasure of interviewing about 60 different drivers. And one question I would ask all of them is who influenced you? And the two names that were mentioned the most were Tom Mentz and John Zimmer Sr. And it was just incredible. Everybody, one after another, just John Zimmer, John Zimmer, John Zimmer. How does that make you feel, John, knowing the impact that you've had on so many young drivers in this sport, not just your son, but amassing five different series across the world?
Oh, and it's an amazing feeling, you know. Like we just said, I never knew where this career would go. And being a part of up-and-coming Monster Jam drivers' lives was definitely never a part of that future for me. And now to see people like Lindsey Reed, who I was very involved with helping her, and just so many young generation, and knowing that I got to be a part of that really is an honor.
John Jr., what point did you realize you wanted to be like your dad and follow in the family business?
Well, it's the very first summer that I went on the road when I was 8 years old. I saw the ins and out of Monster Trucks or Monster Jam and knew that I wanted to get my foot in the door somehow, some way. And long story short, when I was 16, I ended up going to a bunch of summer shows around North Carolina, meeting people through there, meeting Jamie Garner, and the rest kind of just rode itself. And here I am.
You've had an amazing, successful career. Any pressure at all on you to you know, fill your dad's footsteps, follow your dad's footsteps? You feel like there's a shadow there, or you're just paving your own way?
There's definitely pressure every single weekend, but try not to think about it, because then that's when I'll start messing myself up. But I definitely know there's a legacy to hold on to. There's a lot of people that watched my dad growing up, and now their kids are growing up watching me. So I know I got a little bit of a legacy to hold on to. So that's definitely some pressure there.
We have more on the way with John Zimmer Sr. and John Zimmer Jr. That is coming up next on Inside Monster Jam. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I am joined this week on the Great Clips Hotline by John Zimmer Jr. and John Zimmer Sr. And we talked about the beginnings of your career, Junior, and we talked about the influence and the legacy you've left, Senior. But I want to go back and revisit that rookie season for you last year in Terminal Velocity. Nobody saw you coming. We knew the name and we had the expectations. But you go out in Baltimore, my hometown, and win an event championship your first time out. Did you have any expectations at all that's the result that was going to play out for you on your first night?
Definitely not at all. The only expectations I had going into my rookie season was just to have fun and not think about the points, think about the competitiveness of the tour, because we were on a pretty stacked tour, if I don't say so myself. Both seasons, this year and last year, our tours have been probably one of the most competitive tours there was across Monster Jam at the time. So I definitely didn't think I was going to win an overall, but let alone I ended up winning 3 out of the 4 competitions, just missed out on freestyle because I lost front steer the very first hit. So it was honestly, I didn't have words for it, and I still don't have words for it now, but it was honestly amazing.
And you kept it going. You go to Kansas City, you win more event championships, and then we get an appearance from John Zimmer Sr. on camera. And I had this on the weekly update because I thought it was a powerful moment. John, you came out, you addressed the crowd after your son won. You know, what was going through your mind watching, you know, your boy come out and just start dominating this season?
Honestly, I really don't know. It was kind of blew me away. I've always known he had talent, and what's really cool for us is we're teamed up with Zach Garner. They're around the same age. And those two boys truly are, what you saw with me and Jonathan was kind of the team side of it. I look at Zach like a son, and just seeing those first 2 weekends of how the two boys drove, John getting out on top with the wins, that I think is what blew me away the most. So you saw the emotion of me and my son, but also the things in my mind were, holy cow, how good are these two together?
Yeah, definitely two of the young superstars in the sport. And going back to what you said, John Jr., about your series, I went on record as saying your series last year, the Central, was the toughest series across any tour, stadiums, arenas, it didn't matter. And for you to put that kind of fight up on that series as a rookie showed a lot about, you know, who you are and how talented you are. I do want to talk about the team that you're on now. You mentioned Zach Garner. You're both with Team Overboard Motorsports. So, John Sr., how did that opportunity with Jamie Garner come about to get you and John Jr. both in the fold?
So I've known Jamie quite a long time, kind of helped him out, and we became good friends. And honestly, when Corona hit is when it all changed. Obviously, everybody knows the world stopped, and it was 100% Jamie's decision to put a truck together for Jonathan. So it really just kind of all fell into play. I don't know that there was ever plans, there was anything like that. So for us, it's because of Jamie that we're out here doing this together.
It's been a great dynamic with Zach Garner as well. So you're crewing for both your son and Zach. You mentioned that he is like a son to you. At what point in time do you have to stop being a dad and a father figure for these two and really have to kind of lay the law down a little bit as a crew chief? And John, I want to hear from you, John Jr. I want to hear, so when does dad stop and crew chief, you know, kind of boss man start to come into play a little bit?
It's definitely when we get there for the weekend. So when we show up Thursday night, that's when, I wouldn't say dad fully leaves, but it's more work dad comes into play. You definitely know when you're not getting your stuff done, where Zach and I normally 90% of the time not getting our stuff done, and we're goofing off playing with RC cards, skateboards, whatever it might be. We're never fully doing our work all the time, but that's definitely when the dad sort of leaves, because he's like, all right, we got to get this stuff done.
You made a lot of waves last year as well as this year, and you showed up at World Finals, the award ceremony in Orlando on the red carpet with Michaela Talachka, which, you know, caused a lot of ruckus on social media. How has that relationship with Michaela developed over the course of the year when you're competing against each other every night?
Well, it's our relationship and like her family, I've known them ever since my dad started going on the road with monster trucks. He used to compete and go up and down the road with Mitch back when Mitch was driving. So I've known their whole family for pretty much my whole life. And just fortunate enough to be able to call her my girlfriend. Our relationship's going strong. We're definitely even closer than we were last year, being able to compete against each other. And it's honestly, it's rewarding for me to be able to watch her go out there on the track and nail the stuff that she's been trying all season long. Because she beats herself up more than anyone that I know when she ends up rolling over, can't do a donut or whatever it might be. So it's honestly amazing.
Well, I look forward to seeing what both of you have for the rest of the season. Coming up, John Senior and Junior competed against each other. We're going to dive into it next on Inside Monster Jam. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. This week, I'm joined on the Great Clips Hotline by the legendary Zimmer family. We've been breaking down the starts of the careers, the rookie season. I do want to go back to your rookie season because, John, you won co-rookie of the year with Weston Anderson. So it's an honor that you both share. I know you guys are friends off the track, but it automatically puts you against each other in a lot of fans' eyes because there's a debate over who had the better rookie season. If you ask Weston, he'll say he did. If you ask you, I'm assuming you'd say that you did as well. But what are your thoughts with sharing that honor with Weston and having to have that comparison to him all the time since you came in together?
Personally, I don't look at it like we're comparing each other. We're not comparing each other's driving styles and stuff like that. It's just two different ends of the spectrum with the Monster Jam industry. My team and my truck included is we're independents. So our driving styles and stuff we do on and off the track really reflects on how we are because we not only drive our trucks, but we have to fix them. So I think with Weston being able to be in a Gravedigger, Gravedigger's been known to just throw down on the track, leave the truck on the track. That's what it is. You know, that's how it's been for 41 years. So he's got an advantage on me to just go out there. And if he's having a bad day or a bad weekend, bad event, whatever it might be, he can just throw that truck to the wind and whatever happens, happens. But there's definitely a lot of skill in what he does. Like I've seen him all season long this year, like the two wheel scale stuff that he's been doing. It's definitely no question that he has skill, but there's definitely that point where you can tell that he turns that wick on and just leaves his foot to the floor and lets that thing have it.
So if I were just to ask you, you know, who's the better driver, John Zimmer Jr. or Weston Anderson, you wouldn't answer me?
No, not on record.
Okay. All right. We'll talk off the record at some point. I do want to ask, I know you're happy where you're at in terminal velocity. You have a great team there, but is driving Gravedigger something that you would like to do somewhere down the line just because your dad made such an impact with that team as well?
I mean, it would definitely be another piece of like living the dream per se. And I definitely would never say no to doing it. I don't think anyone would ever say no to being able to drive a Gravedigger truck. But, as of right now, I really like having my truck. I like having my name because there's only one terminal velocity. There's like six or seven Gravediggers running around right now with a bunch of different numbers to them. But short answer, I definitely would. I'd drive a Gravedigger one weekend just to see what it was like.
John Senior, let's go back. We talked about Jamie Garner and that call that during the pandemic. Was terminal velocity something that he discussed with you as an identity, or was that something that came about after the deal was made and you guys agreed to come over and work for him?
So terminal velocity, actually, Jonathan can answer more than I can. It was a name he created a long time ago on Rigs of Rods, I believe. So wow. He can answer that.
Long story short, I needed my own identity to be able to compete in these online races on Rigs of Rods. So we're just brainstorming with a bunch of buddies one night. We were all trying to figure out names for each other. And for some reason, Terminal Velocity stuck for me all those years. And now it's a real truck.
Well, you've just given hope to all the Rigs and Rods players that watch this show here that they could one day drive what they're driving in that platform. Senior, you've got the chance to watch your son compete over the last 2 years. What would you say his growth has been between year one and year two?
It's truly unbelievable. I would think the biggest difference watching him is his skill level is almost unreal for me. The new generation of driver, it's the tricks are amazing, the two-wheel skills, the way they drive, but it's also knowing where your truck is, your Monster Jam truck. So for me, as someone that's taught a lot and just been in hundreds and thousands of shows, when I watch him say freestyle, I realize he really knows where he's throwing that truck, which takes unbelievable skill. So yeah, it's, I guess it's the calmness of his driving style and knowing what he's doing.
Let's talk about World Finals a little bit. Brandon Vincent clinched your series, John. So he gets the automatic bid to Nashville, but there is been an online petition started, a group of hardcore fans that are terminal velocity or bust in Nashville. Some are even threatening not to watch Monster Jam ever again if you do not get the invite to World Finals. What are your thoughts when you see this group of fans that have followed your career over the last 2 years and that are clamoring for you to get an invite to Nashville?
It's honestly surreal to see that stuff on social media, because last year there was people supporting me. I'm not saying there was never people supporting me, but this year, from the very first weekend all the way until now, and I'm assuming the rest of the year, there have just been these group of fans that have just been behind me all year long. Every single post that gets put up on Monster Jam socials, I always see in the comments, that was cool, but is he going to the World Finals? Like, that's all I've been seeing, and it makes me, I don't even know, I don't have words for it. It's honestly amazing to see it.
Do you think that there is a chance that you get an invite and be able to compete?
I feel like there's a little bit of a hope. There's a little bit of a chance of me getting in. But either way, I know I'll be down there signing autographs that entire weekend. So at the very least, I'll be there. But I definitely would love to be able to compete. But I'm not getting my hopes up, per se, because I don't want to be going down there thinking I'm going to be competing and then that's it, and I'm not. So
you got the opportunity to compete against each other in Columbia, South Carolina. You know, looking at the results, it was Terminal Velocity winning pretty much everything. So John, how did it feel not only to compete against your son, but for him to kick your butt on the track?
Honestly, it felt great. I was knocking the rust off. That Columbia is a very small building, and it's so funny to have done this so many years and then jump in a truck and be like, I swear I don't ever remember these buildings being this little. But yeah. I mean, I did okay. I knocked the rust off. But yeah, I mean, he kicked my butt, which didn't surprise me. The kid is amazing.
Junior, was that a way for you to kind of let him know that you've officially passed the torch to me and I run the show now? How'd it feel to beat him?
It definitely, I definitely didn't look at it as that, but I knew I had to turn the wick up, per se, because once he's driving, that's the only reason I want to drive even harder, is because we've been working on these trucks all year together, and now he's back behind the wheel, and that put all the pressure on me. I'm like, well, if he's been out of the seat for over a year and comes back and kicks my butt, then I guess everything I've been doing all season has been a fluke. So I definitely pushed it a little hard, but it was all for good fun.
I can't imagine the pressure you may have had, and not only having to compete against your girlfriend every night, but now you got to compete against your dad too. So it's definitely got to be a lot of personal emotions going on in your mind every night, right?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, once we all have helmets on, we all want to beat each other on the track. But like, if he goes out before me in two wheel donuts or freestyle, whatever it might be, I'm the biggest fan there is in the whole stadium or arena. I'm cheering him on in my truck because he's out there doing cool stuff in that big old truck in these tiny arenas. But that's just what it is for us. You know, we love driving these trucks. We love having fun for the fans. But once the helmets are on, I don't want to lose to him. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to lose to me.
I love it. We'll take your fan questions next on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Each and every week, I take your fan questions on Instagram at Scott Jordan MJSX, as we are once again joined by John Zimmer Sr. and Jr. So let's get to the fan questions on Instagram. Dustin Spallone is asking for John Sr., if you had to jump into any of your previous identities, what would you pick? And for John Jr., he also wants to know, if you could drive any of your dad's previous trucks, what would it be? So, Sr., we'll start with you. If you could go back and pick your truck, which would it be?
Honestly, it would probably be when I was an independent, the shock therapy truck, which is kind of what I got known for before stepping into Gravedigger. It was just something about that truck. It worked so well. So yeah, it would be shock therapy.
You just made a lot of people very happy mentioning that truck name that are watching. John Jr., how about you?
Well, the very first truck that I remember him driving was way back in the day when monster trucks were still getting the technology around, is the old backdraft. Single coilovers per corner, four shocks. That's what he started in. I'd like to go take that thing around the track one time, see how rough that thing is, so I can really appreciate what we got going on nowadays.
Right on. I love that. All right. This is a great question because we're going to get away from trucks for just a second. But Big Yoda the Man, which is a great name, by the way, wants to know what each of your favorite bands are. So let's see if we go with some generational stuff here. John Jr., let's start with you, man. Favorite band.
God, I was hoping you weren't going to start with me. I don't have a favorite because my playlist on my phone, on my Spotify, goes from anything from heavy metal all the way to just rap. Or whatever it might be. I seriously don't have a single one band.
All right. And John Sr., how about you?
It's going to be the generational gap. I'm going to go with Dokken, which probably most people nowadays doesn't even know.
I know Dokken. And that's bonus points for you to mention Dokken. Brennan Jopp on Instagram wants to know for John Zimmer Jr., how did you come up with the butt kicker two-wheel maneuver? And if you do get an invite to World Finals, is that something that you are going to pull out for that that event?
I didn't come up with the butt kicker at all. Ryan Anderson used to actually do that move in two wheel, I believe in like 2017, when you guys were on tour, 2017 or 2018, he would do that move off of the Dirt Jammers. And then after that season, I never seen him do it again. And then I think Tyler might've done it once, last year. But other than that, I just noticed that no one ever tried it since then, but it literally has taken me a full season plus now to be able to get it to work for me one time. So, but after I got it a couple weeks ago, I've been able to get it every time I've tried it. So it was definitely a lot of trial and error on that one. And if I was to get an invite into the World Finals, whether it be just for skills or racing and freestyle, whatever it might be, I definitely would try to throw it in freestyle or do it for skills.
All right, one more question. N.D. Leonardi wants to know, John Sr., when you lined up against your son in Colombia, did you feel like giving it a little extra push against him, or were you laying off the throttle just a little bit?
I definitely would never lay off the throttle against anyone. I don't know that I gave it an extra push, or I was just knocking the rust off from not being in a truck for a year.
Well, either way, he won anyway. So, guys, thanks so much for joining me. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully, I'll see you down the road in Nashville. That's all the time we have. I'll see you right here next time on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil.